trained radio programmer, the absurd notion that from the legions of the vaguely talented and chronically underemployed, one schmo might emerge to become the next morning host on WISN Radio. Hundreds endured the summer heat in an effort to secure a spot to humiliate themselves in an on-air audition. 20 were successful. And now, after all of the stumbling, stammering, fractured syntax, and dead air, only 3 remain. For 2, it will be another agonizing installment in an endless progression of near misses. For 1, it will be the rare and intense satisfaction of, for once, not screwing it up. So, let the pleasure and the pain begin. Let us reveal the winner and introduce the next Milwaukee Talk Star.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? Thank you all so much for being here. My name is Jerry Bottom, the program director of Newstalk 1130 WISN. And by the way, the balloting's over. There's still people out here lobbying for individual contestants. We are here to reveal the winner of the Milwaukee Talk Star competition. For all of you that participated in this and played along with it, it has been a really unique experience. Thank you so much for your participation. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. We'd also like to thank our friends at Roadrunner Business Class, one of the sponsors, and Digital Phone for Time Warner Cable, also a great sponsor of this contest, plus all the individual businesses that sponsored individual contestants. We had some 20 of them, and also a very big thank you to our friends at INET, Steve Libby, standing over here, who is the president of INET, who handled our website, MilwaukeeTalkStar.com, and handled all the balloting. To my left right here is Dan Dybert, who is Milwaukee's temporary talk star. They love you, dude. They just love you. Dan has been extraordinarily gracious and extraordinarily competent for the first time in his life with regard to running the talk show while we've gone through the competition.
So many times.
Thanks to you for that. I guess we got to stand further apart because I'm allowed.
Not a problem. Not at all an issue.
What I'd like to do right now is introduce the 3 finalists to you, and we're going to talk to them for a minute. The way this is going to work is we've got 3, and before our first commercial break, which is going to happen in about 7 minutes, there's only going to be 2. And then after that, there's only going to be 1, and that one person is the winner. So let me, without further ado, bring them out on stage. The first person we actually interviewed in the off-air auditions is the first person I want to introduce right now, Nicole Devon. Put your hands together for her. Have a seat down there, young lady. Hey, do you think she has some kind of organized lobbying effort out here? There's people with signs.
I see T-shirts and signs. Let's see the signs again back here. Let's see them. Look at this.
I'm surprised she hasn't ever owned, like, marching band for this sort of thing.
Somebody had a tattoo over there or something. That's a little much, but that's nice. Good thought.
Let's introduce a guy that now can be the thorn between two roses. His name is Chris Tarzan. Chris, come on out here. Good to see you, man. Have a seat right there in the middle.
Chris, dude. No signs.
Fell a little bit short on the posting there, but nonetheless, a fine guy. You know, old washed-up theater guy. He's used to being on stage. He's used to being on stage feeling uncomfortable, which he is right now.
Does somebody have just a piece of paper you could write Go Chris on it and hold it up? I just feel bad.
There you go.
We have one umbrella waiver.
That's a nice thing for you, buddy.
That's Chris Brella.
I'm guessing that she might be related to him in some way, shape, or form, but that's just a guess. Finally, our third finalist is Michelle Havis. Please give her a hand. I don't know if most of you or any of you know this, but Michelle is an assistant district attorney in Milwaukee County, and she's obviously emptied the House of Correction to get her fan base here for tonight's event. She's telling me she does what she can. And apparently, I don't know, do they have computer access? Do they have internet access at the House of Correction, Dan? Do you know? You've been in.
Last time I was there, there was some net surfing issues. You're a lawyer, though?
I am.
I love lawyers. I do. It's so nice to see you. Thanks for being here.
I'm here to help.
Have you ever heard anything I've ever said about lawyers, ever?
I have, in fact. Yeah.
Good luck tonight. Good luck.
And let me be the first to say to all 3 of you, best of luck. You've all been delightful, and you really, really have been good sports about the whole thing and performed extraordinarily well. What we'd like to do is we have that microphone that we could pass from hand to hand someplace. Joe, you got that? Is that, is this mic up? Is that on? Good. Okay. Let's give it to Nicole, first of all.
Bachelorette number one.
For those of you for those of you who don't know, I know it sounds like it's a little bit cliche. It is extraordinarily hard to go on the radio when you've never been on before, and quite frankly for Dan and I, when we've been on a lot, and go on and try to entertain an audience for any length of time. Tell the audience, if you could, Nicole, how difficult and how interesting the experience has been. Close to it. Yeah, and Nicole, as I said before, was the first person that we interviewed in the off-air auditions over at Serb Hall. And had I known she would have been one of the three finalists, we could have saved a whole hell of a lot of time. And just by, you know, just, we could have just, you know, brought her right out front and got her right down right away.
So what's the deal with this?